Doing in the Igros Kodesh, Chelik Dalet, the holy letters of the Rebbe, the fourth volume, and this is dated the 12th day of Adar Sheni, Tovshin, Yudalv in Brooklyn, and the Rebbe is addressing it to great titles, Rav Tzadik, Rav Chosid, Yud Weiss, I'm not sure, Shlita, I'm not sure exactly. The Rebbe opens up with peace and blessing, and the Rebbe says, your letter with the attached four sides of the Sefer Chakal Yitzchak, I received, Rabbi says, and I've taken, and I will also return. Rabbi's using, paraphrasing a verse. I've taken something, but I'm also going to give you back something, so that I'm going to give you the kuntres that has been published for Purim, that is upcoming. And that's from the teaching of my father-in-law, the Rebbe. And without a doubt that you will find it very interesting. You'll find the contrism. I'm very appreciated, Rebbe says, thank you, and thank you for the details that you are writing to me about the passing of the father of the Tanya. The father of the Tanya probably means Rebbe Baruch, the father of the Alter Rebbe. And I'm going to be really indebted, thank you to you, if you can also let me know other details that is known to you from a reliable source. Because there are very few clear knowledge that is available about that. And even the time, the year of the passing isn't known. And the Rebbe says, I will at least make one general note to the pages from the books that you have sent, and also as it relates to Purim. And the Rebbe says, if you look into the Shar HaPurim for the Mittler Rebbe, who's the son of the Baal HaTanya in the Maim Yoviu Levush, so he explains, based on the idea of the disagreement of Bishamay and Bishillel, and also the opinion of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, that they were created together, that means that the heavens and the earth were created together. That's not so understood based upon what it's explained in these pages that you sent me. And you bring over there that the name of Es HaShemayim ve'Es HaOretz is a abbreviation of Hashem's name of Aleph Kevav Ke, which is from the Zohar Chelval, and also same as Es HaLevush ve'Es HaSus, with blessing for Happy Purim. The Rebbe, in the footnote, they bring down that he told them about the passing of the father of the Tanya. So he brings down that they were elderly of Selish, related to me. He says that before his passing, the Gabbai of the Chevra Kadisha asked him the addresses of his sons so he can tell them that the father passed so they can say Kaddish. So he said to them that he has three sons, but he only gave him the addresses of two of them. Because he says, mein Zalman vetchen alevius, my Zalman, the Baal HaTanya, he'll know it already on his own. And it's by tradition also that on the first Yahrzeit, which came out on the eighth day of Tishrei, which is the Shloshes Remidis, which you say over there in the Slichas, I guess. So the Tanya was in Selish, and for Yom Kippur, he traveled to the city in Munkach. So those were some of the points that were written over there that he told the Rebbe, which the Rebbe was very happy for giving him some of these details.